the lack of information, the lack of understanding, the lack of clarity with signage, because a lot of these priority parking spaces, you could almost think it's the parish priest that can park there, but no, there, it's a concept that was devised by a stakeholder group in Innes during the pandemic to make Innes more accessible for those who could come in for their shopping, to get closer to the shopping and to accommodate those that are somewhat elderly. But elderly isn't so elderly really, because you have to be 55 and over, and it's based on an honor system. So you pay for your parking, you park up there, and you do your business. So this all came about by a kind of an impromptu discussion with a member of the Clare Older People's Council, where the thought is, why can't Clare, County Clare, lead out on a goodwill campaign to welcome those who are, let's say, old age pensioners, maybe move the age up a little bit, where on a voluntary basis, an old age pensioner could come into Clare County Council and be issued with a badge that they put on their car, which gives them the right to park in a priority parking spot. Because right now, it's really kind of a self-enforcement, goodwill type situation. So somebody who might be 60, might look 40, and they're using a priority parking, but nobody has any way of, you know, restricting it or monitoring it. So that was part of this motion, but it wasn't the only part of the motion, because this is all about, you know, ensuring that the, because we had the adoption of the local economic community plan today, and that it's got so many facts and statistics on our county and the population makeup of our county, etc. And one thing that came through is that we have a higher percentage of older people in the west of Clare than actually in the Innes area, which is interesting. So it's about ensuring that we make it as accessible as possible for Innes, sorry, for elderly people to come into the towns and villages wherever they're shopping. Important that they're able to come into the county town and park up in a priority spot or a universally accessible spot as close as possible to where they want to go. So going forward with whatever plans Innes may have and County Clare may have into the future, we want to ensure that our older people are cared for and respected and attracted in to the central town locations that they want to go to. So this had nothing to do, Dara, with anything other than parking.
There's goodwill clearly there from the council with the provision of those spaces, but the fact that there's no enforcement, the fact that there's no badge, the fact that there's an honour system, does that defeat the purpose of them? Because, look, we see every year there is almost thousands of parking fines dished out for various violations that people are willing to do when there is enforcement, whether that's parking in a disabled bay or on a double yellow line. If there's no enforcement here, with the greatest of respect to any traffic warden trying to do their job, you can't tell what the age of a driver is when there's nobody sitting in a parked car.
100%. And that's why this, I think, will be a good foundation motion for the new council when they're elected. Because when the new council are elected, they're going to have to adopt parking bylaws for the county. And that really is absolutely essential, because you've got such discrepancies throughout the county as to parking or not parking or free parking or paid parking. So the point I'm making, though, and I wasn't very pleased really with the response from the executive that responded to this, because the response seemed to be, oh, look, we don't have statutory authority for this. Oh, we can't do this. We can't, you know, collect a database of those who are old age pensioners. But I'm saying, no, we don't need to enforce any of this. We don't need to force this upon anybody. We allow them to opt into it. If we promote these parking spaces for people that are of a certain age, they can come and apply for a tag that they will be able to use on their vehicle for priority parking. The other point I made in my motion is, and it came from, again, the discussions, was that the PPs on the pavement over which you park isn't really good enough. You know, we need it to be a kind of a standardised signage throughout the county that everybody knows it, make it very distinctive. So it would be a new endeavour, again, as I've said, that Clare County Council could lead out on into the future.
Just my last question on that one, Clare. At the moment, there for over 55s, Is that casting the net a bit too wide? I mean, should that be heightened to maybe over 65?
I think that needs to be discussed, absolutely. Because even you yourself, Dara, said you didn't know what the PP parking was for. You thought it was for the traders that are close to the PP parking. But it's not. It's not at all. So there's an information campaign that's needed for sure, and it should all be revisited when we adopt new parking laws, when the new council is reconstituted.